glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Welcome to Mark and Friends. For Thursday, February 6th, 2025, I'm your host, Donna Leland, and we're picking up from where we left off last week. Asherita Chuchu is our guest, and we are talking about the delight of God on us and others. Asherita, how is God's kindness seen in the Old Testament?
Moses asks God to reveal his glory to him. God reveals himself as a God compassionate and merciful and kind to the 10th generation, extending loving kindness and forgiving sins. That is how God sees himself. That is how God defines himself, is through this lens of infinite love and mercy and kindness. So I think we need to take our view of God and ask ourselves, why do we think God is that way? And then, again, go to Scripture and say, okay, how does God present himself? Who does God say he is? And Donna, from Genesis 1, the picture of God that we have is a creator overflowing with love and delight and joy. Let us make mankind in our image. Out of the overflow of love and delight in the Trinity, humankind is created. And placed, get this, I mean, when I actually read this in a Hebrew dictionary, I literally like sat back in my chair. I was like, no way, no way. God placed Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Did you know that Eden is the Hebrew word delight?
Oh.
When God created humankind before sin entered the world, it was from a heart of delight, and he placed them in the center of delight, in the center of a garden flourishing and filled with beauty and creativity and potential, and placed them as his representatives on earth. It was that they would share in his authority to rule the earth, to create beauty within the world, to extend his delight to every created thing. Now, yes, sin has marred that, but it has not changed God's heart toward us. In fact, throughout Scripture, we see that God's heart for his people is one of love and delight. I mean, I've got, I think, dozens of Bible verses in my book that kind of just kind of let me make the case for you. Let me show you this is a theology of joy based in Scripture, that God indeed is the one who delights in his people. Zephaniah 3 says, with gladness and with love, and he rejoices over his people with joyful songs. That is the heart of our God. And so it makes sense then that when God takes on flesh and comes into the world as Jesus, that we would see the overflow of that love, compassion, and kindness. And that is the same thread that goes through the coming of the Spirit, who fills us with love and joy, and all the way into Revelation, when Jesus comes back to bring us in unity with him. It is described as a wedding feast, a party, a celebration. Look, God will once again dwell with his people, and he will be their God, and they will be his people, and we will have once again that free access to eternal delight in his presence. From the first page of Genesis to the last page of Revelation, Scripture compels us to see a creator God who loves us, who delights in the humans that he has created, and who is committed to bringing us back in eternal relationship with him.
That's a great word. We're talking with Asherita Chuchu on today's Mark and Friends. And that really dovetails really great into this next idea. So you're painting a picture of just beautiful delight. God loves us, you know, a very devotional relationship. And yet, just as there are love languages that help us understand and feel love, you say that there's also this concept of a devotional personality type. And so maybe this has something to do to factor into people not really entering in fully into this delight that the Lord has for us. Talk about that and how that could maybe bring some freedom and joy in our relationship with Jesus. How do we discover that type? What are they and how do we discover it?
Yeah, so, I love that you brought this up, Donna. There's a free quiz, let me just say that up front, on our website at delightinginjesus.com. So if listeners are curious, as I go through and describe them, it's super simple, but you might even know your type by listening to this. But what we found is in working with tens of thousands of people online who have taken the quiz is God created each of us in unique ways, in creative ways. He is the creator God who made both the giraffe and the mosquito. I think he must have just such a great sense of humor and so creative too. And yet sometimes we make for ourselves these quiet time formulas of how we think God expects us to approach him. It has to be first thing in the morning. It has to be an hour of reading my Bible and prayer. It has to be reading the Bible in a year. It has to be fill in the blank. But there is no one-size-fits-all formula for approaching God in Scripture because he made us one of a kind. There is one way to God the Father, and that is through Jesus Christ the Son. And if we come to him through Jesus, oh, he welcomes us to approach him in a million different ways. So as I look at just different personality types, devotional personality types, different ways that people around me experience God, and again, working with tens of thousands of people online, some of the main ways that we've seen, I'll say first up is the word nerd. Like, these are people who love not just reading and studying the Bible, but getting into like the Hebrew and the Greek, looking up cross references, learning something new. Like, the moment they learn something about God, they feel close to him. They feel like, oh, he's personally revealed something to me. And that makes them filled with joy and delight that God would choose to so reveal himself to them. Those are my word nerds. And if it's not clear so far, like, I am a word nerd.
I got that one. Absolutely.
I love learning something new about God in Scripture. I have friends who, they just light up when it's time to gather together and sing. Whether it's Sunday morning in corporate worship, or they're at home, they're singing as they're washing dishes, they might be sitting at the piano, kind of just devotionally pouring their heart out to the Lord in song that way. But it's not just singing, it's also more just filling the fibers of their day. So they're washing dishes, and they see the significance of that work. They're wiping boogers from their kids' noses, and they see that, oh, this is part of worship, God. Whether I sing or whether I eat or whether I serve, my whole life is given to you in worship. And these are what I call the radiant worshipers. They have this affection in their heart that carries through to everything they do. And we need each other. The word nerds need the radiant worshipers, and we need the prayer warriors. These are the people who you go to in prayer. They are a warrior in prayer, but they also spend, it seems like they have a 24/7 line access to God. They're constantly in prayer. They're constantly listening to the still small voice of God. This is the friend that you want to go to when you have a prayer request, when you have something heavy or hard in your life. You're texting them. You're like, would you pray for me? And perhaps you've had the experience where on a random Tuesday, you get a text from a friend like this. And they're like, hey, I was praying for you today. Mm. And you're like, oh, how did you know? Mm. How did you know? These are our prayer friends, prayer warriors, prayer whisperers, I call them sometimes, because they just seem to hear the still small voice of God in prayer. So we have the word nerds, radiant worshipers, prayer whisperers, and two more less common, but still such a vital part of the body of Christ. And they experience God's presence in different ways. So the last two, the wonder chasers and the obedient walkers, the wonder chasers, they're outside experiencing God on the beach, watching the waves roll in, or going for a walk in the forest. They're the ones whose hearts echo with Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim his craftsmanship. And they love experiencing God in his gifts, in nature as they look out, but also they can see his fingerprints throughout the day. They look back and they say, oh, that was the Lord. Oh, that was God's kindness. They're the ones that you'll hear in conversation. They're constantly praising God for how he's working in their lives. And you're over here like, wait, can God work that way in my life? Like, how is it that he shows up so consistently and so powerfully in your life? And these are our wonder chasers. These are the ones who see the miraculous in the everyday. And then lastly, we have those who walk in obedience to God's Spirit. They feel a burden on their heart to serve, to move, to do. They're the ones who see a need and will rouse up their friends to do something about it. They might be activists in their community, trying to change things for good. They might be the ones who organize a meal train for the friend who is going to have surgery or for the new mom. But these are people who so acutely see where the Spirit of God is moving in the world and want to join him in obedience. Now, I'll say, I think all of us have some aspects of each of these five devotional types. I think these are actually ways that God invites us to delight in him, everyone. And yeah, we can all learn to delight in all these ways. But I think for some of us, one might be a primary devotional type. And so if you're in a dry season of your life where you feel like, oh, where did my joy go? I would encourage you to consider with the Lord, how has he created you to experience his delight, to receive his friendship and delight, and spend some time rediscovering joy in that way, whether in the word or in worship or in prayer or in service or out in wonder, and see if God doesn't have special invitation for you to draw close and discover him in a fresh new way.
This makes so much sense, because if a person is in an area where there's not a lot of nature or wonder, then they can begin to feel dry and distant from the Lord. So this is a great word. And again, this is all free and available at delightinginjesus.com, delightinginjesus.com. And it's a survey. It's a nice little way to walk it through and maybe discover something new about yourself, my friend. We're never too old to learn. And maybe this is a great tool that can then be used to have you reconnect with how you connect with the delight of God. As we wrap up our time together, I've got one more question for you. So what is at stake for the believer who maybe doesn't learn to delight in the Lord and just moves through this world without that experience?
Well, I'll say the Lord's kindness and compassion will never leave us, whether we experience it and receive it or not. But I think that's where the danger is then, that we go through life as if God is some brutal taskmaster, as if he has this long list of expectations of us and we can never measure up. We miss out on the generous invitation of our Father to sit at his table, to join him at the banquet in his word, to hear his whispers toward us through prayer, to recognize his gifts of kindness and goodness throughout our day, to join him in the work that his Spirit is doing and find meaning and purpose by partnering with him in that way. There's so much more that God wants to offer us in Christ Jesus if we would only take him up on his invitation to come, to be with him, to learn to receive his delight in us first, to learn what a loving and kind and generous Father he is, how his eyes sparkle over his children, not because of what we've done, but because of the finished work that Jesus has done on the cross. And so because of this perfect work of Jesus, we then receive access to all the riches of our inheritance in him. And so receiving that delight of the Father toward us and then learning to delight in him as well so that the joy in our hearts can overflow into the lives of those around us. I think that is the greatest loss when we do not receive this invitation to joy and delight, is that the world that's watching then sees Christians that are grumpy and cantankerous and have no joy. Mm-mm. And why would they want a part in that? And so receive then the joy of your Father who delights in you, so that your heart may be filled with his presence, filled with his peace and his love and his mercy and compassion, and that his Spirit would do a powerful work in your heart, transforming you into the likeness of Jesus, so that your family and your neighbors and your coworkers and your friends and the people on your street might encounter the joy of Jesus Christ in your life.
Thank you so much, Asherita, for helping us rediscover the delight in Jesus. She's written a book about it called Delighting in Jesus, Rhythms to Restore Joy When You Feel Burdened, Broken, or Burn Out. And this is from Moody Publishers. Before I let you go, how can we contact you and just access some of your wonderful resources?
Well, thank you so much, Donna. Like I said, we have the devotional personality quiz at delightinginjesus.com. And then I have so many videos on YouTube. Listeners can find me. I'm Asherita. You can type it any which way, and Google and YouTube will actually redirect you to the right place. You can just look for me on YouTube. And I would love to continue encouraging listeners to find their joy in Jesus, because he's the one who delights in you.
Well, thank you for blessing our audience today on Mark and Friends. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
In my moments of fear, through every pain, every tear, there's a God who's been faithful to me. When my strength was all gone, when my heart had no song, still in love he's proved faithful to me. Every word he's promised is true. What I thought was impossible, I see to him.
Thanks so much for listening to Mark and Friends. Again, if you'd like to access any of Asherita's resources, it's at delightinginjesus.com, delightinginjesus.com. There you're going to get that worship personality test free of charge. And again, she said she has lots of other resources on YouTube. I'm your host, Donna Leland. And if you'd like to access any of these past programs, they're always sitting there waiting for you at Great News Media. Just log on to our website, find the Mark and Friends tab, and then it will open up to actually years of recorded broadcast. It's in an easy-to-download MP3 format where you can listen to it again and again. Remember back in the day, you'd have to mail away, pay your $5, and wait for that cassette or that CD to arrive? No more. It is instant, my friend, and it's all due to the listener support that we receive here on Mark and Friends. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day.